one before. I was in the back of this cab the other day, going down the Radcliffe Highway, heading down to Wapping. It's my fault. I was obviously asking for it. I mistook his silence for profundity. I know, easy mistake to make, but what can you do? I only asked him a question before I know it, I've pinned to the back seat. Christ, he must have taken a vow of silence at home. Maybe his missus doesn't let him speak indoors, I hadn't thought of that. Who knows? Who knows indeed? Turn around, shut up and drive. Stop the cab, let me out if I ever arrive. Stop the cab, let me out, will I ever survive? Open the door, get out here and you can shut up and drive, shut up and drive. He's doing me in. He's got a license to kill. This is 007 with boredom and self-locking doors. I can't even jump out of the lights anymore. Help! I've been kidnapped by a fundamentalist and a little black number. And then you see his eyes too. And we're not even halfway there yet, but now he's off. Like a two-year-old. Through political corner, he doesn't like them. Over the immigrant leap, or them. Around the sausage bend and way past the Furlong Market to the Royals. Rambling and shouting over the tinny rattle of his diesel. And now we're up to speed. Get me out if we ever arrive. Stop the cab, let me out. Just shut up and drive. Oh God, open the door, I'll get out here if we ever survive. But if we're not there yet, then shut up and drive. Spouting like a nymph in a fountain, and I'm stuck in the back, caught in the trap from here all the way to the river. That'll teach me. And then he starts, and all the people he's had in the back. Oh yeah. Locked in a box with a ranting cabbie, it's a nightmare vision of automotive hell. It's only 3 miles, but it seems like 3 years. Let me out if we ever arrive. Stop the cab, let me out. Just shut up and drive.